Right now, it is time for Arjun Singh. It is time to go around the world. Arjun, of course, is in Jaisalmer, India, or those whereabouts. We are here in Sharon, Connecticut, United States of America, and we say good day to Arjun. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Are you in place? Yeah, you're in place. You're not on the road, right?
Yeah. No, I'm at home. Actually, we went to Ahmedabad, as I told you earlier, to just consult a kidney expert doctor. And then we stayed there for 2 days, and he specially told us that you must go for dialysis, and that's the only way. There's no any chance of recovery of kidneys, so that's the only thing. So on this Wednesday, he went there, but I'm going with him next Saturday. So once in a week, so my turn, I think it's on Saturday. So everything is fine, and he's getting the doctor's medicines and all those things, and 2 dialysis in a week. Now it has become his destiny. And the other thing is that I was feeling very tired right now because for 24 hours continuous, power cut. So last night, couldn't sleep even for a minute. It was very hot and no power supply for the whole night in the whole town. So we're still waiting for that. And if not right now the power comes back, then it's going to be a huge trouble because for 2 nights continuously just waking up. Forget that it was terrible last night, and we wandered here and there till midnight, till 12 p.m., and for mid of the night, we went once in one street, and then the second street, and the third street. There was no electricity, and tried to spend some time, and finally came back home, and he tried to sleep, and he slept for a couple of hours, but he couldn't go to the school because of that, because he couldn't take the computer. So still, I am in contact with the electricity department. I'm fine, but they are not taking my call. So I'm just going to ask them that what happened. Maybe tonight is going to be the same one, or we will get the electricity.
Do you? What's the longest it's been out? And are even with revolving or rotating power cuts, don't you usually get it back after a bit?
Well, no. Once if there is a power cut, then definitely it takes about a couple of hours, and then we get it back. But in the last 24 hours, we had some windy, I think the weather was quite windy, and it's because of that, as I came to know, some electric poles fell down, and so they are going to repair it, and it will take about 48 hours. So it's like 2 days. So it's really horrible. And some of the, like some rich people, they have generators, they have inverters, and they get the electricity with that. But in middle-class family like us, and especially below middle-class people, we just depend on the electricity supplied by government to us. So it happens in the month of May, June, April, when it's very hot. But it's not more than sometimes 4 hours, 3 hours or 4 hours. But last 3 or 4 hours, the conditions were quite better. But this year, I don't know, 24 hours, and still I think we will have to wait for 24 more hours. So 48 hours is a long, long time without electricity, nothing. So we don't think about the TV or other any equipment. What we really want, the fans. If the fans are working, then we can sleep well at night. Because if you go out on the rooftop, we have the problems of mosquitoes, lots of mosquitoes. So it's better to wake up than to be the victim of the mosquitoes. So we don't go on the rooftops, and we spend whole of the night in the room there. So it's really a terrible experience. But when you are here, as my grandpa used to tell me, that when you are born in Jaisalmer, you can't say that it's hot because it's your destiny. So we try to adjust the things with it, but not very easy, especially for the kids, for the new generations. They have thousands of questions to the electric department, then that we pay on the time for the electricity bill, then why don't we get it? So thousands of questions arise here every day. But when we ask, sometimes they say, well, it will take time because we don't have enough staff. We don't have that, and we don't have this. But if you are in Jaisalmer, you can't go somewhere else that there's no electricity power, because if you try to stay in a hotel, they have some generators and inverters, but for that you have to spend a lot. So most of the questions always that what will happen tonight. So I pray to the God, especially, that maybe we will get electricity tonight.
And how hot is it right now?
It's above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It's above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It's extreme heat right now in Jaisalmer. We have the temperature like at night, it gets cooler. But as it gets cooler, more mosquitoes there. So in the day, if it's hot, then there's no mosquitoes. So the problem is that. So at night, it's the temperature definitely decreases, but it's the problem with the mosquitoes there. But right now, it's in the afternoon, it's above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So 100 degrees Fahrenheit, it's not easy to live without fans and without air cooler and without air conditions. Very tough for the people here.
No, it's very difficult. And I marvel that...
What do generators cost there, Arjun?
If you really want a generator with good capacity, I think it starts with $1,000, $1,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money. So and everyone, we the people can't just, you can't afford it. Maybe some big hotels or some big agencies or big companies, they have these things because then you need a lot of diesel for that. And generator is not the only thing. If you buy it, then you have to spend so much on the diesel for that, for the fuel. So people at the homes, we don't have the generators at homes.
And what about, like, for example, the company that you used to broadcast out of, do they have any generating power, or are they out of are they out of electricity as well?
Who?
I think it was Lucky Tour.
Oh yes, no. We depend on the electricity. We don't have the generators there. And not even the small companies, like companies who have more than 1,000 employees, like big companies or multinational companies working, I think not more than 5 or 6 in this town, they have the generators, or the big 4-star or 5-star hotels, definitely they have that generator. Otherwise, like in my colony, I don't think that we have a single generator here. So more than 400 houses are there, but they all are without electricity. When you come here, no one has a light there, so we don't have generators there. But some of the rich people, they have inverters. But with that inverter, you need to get it charged, and you can get the electricity maybe for 3 or 4 hours, and then you again want to be your inverter wants to be charged.
Yeah.
So for that, you again need electricity. So inverters, they don't work. It works only for a couple of hours, not for 24 hours or 48 hours. So it's really tough.
You know, it's interesting, Arjun, in the last minute or two, most of the time prices that you hear, you quote, in India are far cheaper than the United States. But here in the United States, you can buy a 5,000-watt gas-powered generator for around $300 to $400, and you don't have to run it with diesel. You can run it with regular gasoline, which is a couple of bucks a gallon. And normally, when you fill it up, it'll run for about 5 hours. So it's very interesting to hear how much more expensive it is in India. And I was expecting it to be cheaper, but it's much more expensive.
Yes, they are. Really, they are. Because we don't have the product companies here. We get it from the other big towns, and for the transportation and all other things, that then the things become very, very expensive here. But really, for me to know that they're in the U.S., you can get in such a good rates the generators there. And hopefully, maybe in my next life, if I will start a business, then I will start with the generators. Definitely.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Arjun.
Or maybe in your side life. All right, our best to everybody.
Okay. Well, Girdhar asked me to tell them that I'm without electricity, so pray for me. So please.
Oh, no, we will, because we will, you know how I feel about that.
All right.
I'm dangerous.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, man. Take care, Arjun.
That is Around the World with Arjun Singh here on Robin Hood Radio. Robin Hood Radio.
Things we take for granted.
.com.